So today I am super duper excited to welcome to the show someone that I know personally and definitely count as a friend, Laura Day, who is very much top of her field. So she's a New York Times bestselling author. She's spent literally decades, even though she looks so young, decades helping people, organizations, companies to harness and develop their intuitive abilities to create profound change. Newsweek calls her the $10,000 a month psychic. I'm sure she's going to put her prices up soon. And say when businesses need a crystal ball, they turn to consultant Laura Day, the intuitionist. The Independent dubbed her the psychic of Wall Street. That's what we call her in this family. And A-list Hollywood stars and Wall Street executives praise her ability to predict future events with astounding accuracy.
Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide.
One of my favorites, Brad Pitt, said, "I believe in the gut and I believe in Laura Day." I mean, honestly, that is good enough for me, Laura. If Brad says you're okay, you're okay, but I know you're okay. So welcome to the show. Tell us, Laura, I've asked you this before, but for people who haven't heard of it, you were not the kind of spooky, spiritual, woo-woo person. How did you end up in this line of work?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me on. Excuse the coffee, but it is 7:30 in the morning in New York City. I was actually a math and science nerd in high school, and I would watch these channels on TV that were all these little nerdy science shows, and one of them was on ESP, was on extrasensory perception and research that was being done. And what they were talking about, I related to. I thought, well, everybody does this, don't they? So I called up this program, you know, with the gutsiness of a 20-something year old and said, I can do what you're talking about. And they said, come in. And I did. And it was the first moment, a synchronicity of my becoming a test subject for a variety of research in extrasensory perception. So I really didn't come to psychic skills from spirituality. I came to it through science. And that's really where I remain today, because I love being from a family of people who are crazy. That wild brain is good, but it's also bad. I really didn't want to do things that couldn't be proven. I felt that was just a very dangerous territory personally for me. So I ended up working mostly for corporate Europe, corporate America, and I still do today, although my trainings are very much for everyday people, because of course, we are the people who make the world work.
Yes. And so just to give people an idea, I mean, what I have in my head is that in terms of your corporate work, there are Fortune 500 companies that pay you to come in for an hour and tell them sort of which way the market's going.
I don't even come in. So I've had worked for the same companies for 30 years. I don't take new ones. And I mean, I have one mobile space, but other than that, I've worked for the same companies. They have a piece of time every month and they use it in 3-minute increments, 5-minute increments. They'll call. I don't go in, because when I go in, there's an overwhelm of information. If someone just calls and asks me a question, then my attention can give them information. My job mostly is to tell the futures, to say, this is what the market's going to do. This is what's wrong with the product. This is your competition. This is what the other guy's doing. And it's the same questions that any company would ask any futurist, except I do it a different way. In a sense, I do that with people too. I just did at Soho House last night in New York, a group, and there were, I don't know, 80 people who in an hour and a half gave each other readings. I mean, this is an innate skill that we have. But I tend to work for companies also because it's a way to make a living.
Yeah. And I mean, what I find really fascinating about your work with the companies, I mean, obviously you and I have a personal history of you know, working together behind the scenes, doing intuition and astrology together. But what I find so fascinating is that you're really putting your money where your mouth is. Like it's, it's all very well to say, yes, I'm really good at intuition. But when you've got people paying you top dollar, you know, you really do need to deliver the goods. So you obviously know that you can do it and you just do it.
Well, also I've worked for the same company. So if I couldn't do it, they would have fired me.
Yeah.
But I think that one of the things that I really emphasize with my students is that these are important skills. Now, they're often best done by people who don't have good boundaries, who have had, you know, some brain trauma, because it does, good intuitives often are not good in the moment, in the sense that they move in space and time easily, which means sometimes they're not the best conversation at a dinner party. But one of the things I emphasize for my students is you're training a skill, like we train intellect or art or emotion. You're training a skill and you should be appropriately compensated for it. And I think that there are a lot of very good intuitives out there who really aren't well compensated, because that it still is a fringe skill. Now, I started in the early 80s, and because I was fortunate enough to grow up in a sector of society that was compensated, I said, well, the way I initiate a client is I do a little freebie. If they like me and I like them, then I say, these are my prices. And it wasn't interesting for me to work for peanuts. And I won't allow my students to do it. You know, when I start them and send them clients, I pick what they charge, because a lot of this work is underpaid. Don't you find that, Yasmin?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think people are, you know, just giving it away left, right, and center without realizing that they're not only doing themselves damage, they're doing everyone damage. I actually have a theory. I've had this for a few years, probably since meeting you, that in the future, in the not too distant future, what you're doing will no longer be considered fringe. And it will be quite common to have, you know, an in-house person helping you with this kind of stuff.
Interesting is it really isn't considered fringe by companies, but the practitioners still consider themselves fringe.
Mm.
So most companies now, most CEOs, I think, or not most, that is probably hyperbole, but many have an on-staff astrologer or psychic. They, you know, for taxes, they just put consultant. But if you look closely, you know, business does what works, actually. I have not found, even 40 years ago, I did not find that business was resistant. They were resistant to being public about it, but they weren't resistant to what works, because anything in business, you know, business is dog eat dog, and anything that gives you an edge, people embrace. I find that the individuals are more skeptical, and they should be, because people want to believe what they want to believe. Change is so hard, and intuition doesn't always demonstrate what you want to hear. Sometimes intuition says, this business, it isn't going to work out, and we really can't find a way. Or this relationship, wow, you're really going to give up a lot of yourself if you continue. And those are hard things to hear. I mean, I'm not always popular amongst my friends, because when they ask me, will this work out, they're going to get an honest answer. Now, of course, intuition also provides possibilities. Yes, you could work out this unworkable thing if you give up X, Y, and Z. But people are often more resistant. Companies, if you can give them accurate information that gives them the edge, they're not resistant. Neither is medicine. Medicine is very open. Politics, I mean, I think the interesting thing are the structures of our world. They just do what works. We're the ones who, you know, beat our breast about it.
Yeah, true. So I want to talk about intuition in relationships in a minute, practical intuition in relationships, which is actually the subject of your upcoming workshop in London, which I'm going to be at. But before we do that, let's define, for people who aren't sure, let's define what is intuition.
So intuition is non-local perception. And what does that mean? It is your ability, and it's everybody's ability, to move in time and move in space. What does that mean? And I'm going to break this down really quickly. Precognition, it's your ability to move your attention into the future and note what's going on and bring it back to the present to make better decisions. Remote viewing, it's your ability to be with your five senses in a remote location, even one you've never seen before, and accurately describe and assess it and move it around in time. Add a little precognition there. It's telepathy, that mind-to-mind, that person-to-person communication over a distance, which is functioning in our lives and malfunctioning in many ways all of the time. It's mediumship, the ability to literally be something else, that scary but sometimes useful reality that we are very porous creatures and that we have very few boundaries. So psychic skills. And it's really funny to me when people call me a business intuitive. Intuition is an idiot's gift. Two-year-olds are intuitive. It is simply the ability to be in that expansive universe, which, as Einstein points out, physicists know, have no space and time. And practical intuition, which is what I teach, is yes, you can do past lives if that's in your belief system. You can do dead people if that's in your belief system. But I don't know about you all, I'm having enough trouble with this life and returning the calls I get from alive people. So practical intuition is, how do you use intuition to find a better job, to make good choices, to have better relationships, to make more money doing something that you actually love? How do you use these skills in practical ways? And how do you also defend against the toxicity of being able to take in lots of information, some of which is a bit of an assault on the ego, on the self?
Right. Amazing. Thank you. So obviously what you're saying is we're all intuitive on some level. So where this comes into relationships, I think, is interesting as well, is that really what I know you say this because you've said it to me in the past, people kind of know what you're thinking in a funny way. So in a relationship, you know, with your special someone, your partner or whatever, they kind of know what you're thinking. Is that right?
Yes. And they may not know what you're thinking, but they know, they experience and respond to it. Remember, most of what you know is actually below your conscious awareness. And it's not just your husband, your wife, your lover, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your whatever. It's also your business partners. It's also when you're going out to sell yourself for an interview. There's a lot of, and if everyone stops right now and just notice in your head the conversations you're having, those are really happening. That the whoever you're having them with is experiencing them. Again, they may not be experiencing them up here, but they are experiencing them. And of course, in relationship, it's tricky because a relationship, whether it's in love or business, is something that is consistent. So, you know, you build sometimes on faulty foundations, or a piece of your structure gets bombed, but it's in the back, so you don't realize it. So it's really important to work out that telepathy. As you're sitting here, just notice how many conversations you're having in your head, supposedly, and the quality of those conversations. Are they an assault to you? Are you assaulting someone else? Do you really think you're going to get a yes or a better situation by having the conversation in the way you're having it? Maybe the answer is yes, but then it's either going to resolve quickly and in real time you'll get a response, or you're not having the right conversation. So what being aware of telepathy allows us to do is to A, choose our conversations. And not as easy as it sounds, you know, when you say choose your conversations, it's amazing how many hours we can argue with someone who just cut us off on a highway, who we don't even know, we'll never see again. So imagine with the people, your mother, your father, even if they've been dead for 30 years, your lover, your business partner, imagine how often you're just engaged in those conversations so often, and it's very hard to stop them. The important thing is to choose what conversation do I want to have? What result do I want to have? What am I saying that may be triggering? Saying, meaning, what am I sending telepathically that may be triggering the other person in a way that is not positive? And what are they saying to me that's triggering? And is there a way that I can shift their perception? And then all of a sudden, these conversations that take place over and over and over again with no positive result have positive results. And you can prove it because something different happens in the relationship, in your world, without your actually saying in that everyday way what's on your mind. And of course, proof is important because when you have proof, the subconscious allows you to have more energy for what you want to do. You know, the subconscious doesn't want you wasting your time unless it's in the neurotic, destructive things it chooses. Hmm. You know, when you choose to have a productive conversation and you're disciplined about doing it, what often happens is that you get feedback from the world. You actually say no in yourself in a way that you've been saying it verbally. The other person understands it, and all of a sudden they're willing to reason. And that's, you know, it's a complex process. It's not as easy as just saying, oh, I'm just going to change the conversation. We're having a conversation in a certain way for a reason. And there are elements we need to look at in order to change that conversation. You know, we're delightfully and irritatingly very complex creatures.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Laura, your Practical Intuition in Relationships workshop, I'm just looking, it's being held by Alternatives. No, I'm looking at the wrong one, in fact, but it is being held. But I can't work out, is it a two-day workshop?
It's June 24th. It's a full-day workshop. And as a group, we're going to really work on shifting how we use our intuition, not just telepathy, but how we use all of those skills in relationship. You know, there is a way to body heat someone without actually ever saying hello, you know, get a real reaction to connect. And those are such useful skills, again, both in love and in business. So we're going to do a full day of really resetting how we use those skills. And you're using them all the time, even if you don't know you are. How we use those skills in relationship. And then I'm hoping that people will continue to work together as the relationships change. Because when you change how you use your intuition, the world does change around you. You're not living in a vacuum. We live in an interconnected, very conversational world, and we don't realize it because we don't train our intuition. You know, we train our intellect over a whole lifetime. We train our emotions, or we'd all be raping and pillaging. We don't train something that is going on all the time, which is our intuition. All of those communications that are going on subliminally that really affect not only how the world responds to us, but how we respond to the world. Because, you know, you go into a meeting and you're thinking, oh my God, the person isn't going to like me. And oh, I've heard they're a bully and this and that. They're hearing that. So you go into the meeting and they respond to you as if they don't like you. But that's because you've been defending yourself against them for the 5 days leading up to it. When you shift that, the world responds to you differently. And you notice that a lot of the stuff that you thought, oh, people just don't like me, or I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not smart, were actually things you were setting up long before interactions.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, so at this workshop, I can see you're going to be talking about using intuition to attract love, using telepathic communication to make or break a relationship, create success in advance of a meeting or a pitch, which is one thing you've just touched on there, protecting yourself from other people's agendas, use precognition effectively instead of letting the future scare you, and actually loads more as well. Can you just give us a taster? I'm fascinated by this idea of telepathic communication to make or break a relationship. I know we have to come to the workshop, and I'm going to be at the workshop, but I'm so curious to know, what are you referring to there?
If everyone just takes a moment to think of one relationship, it doesn't have to be your love interest. It could be your child, your best friend, your parent. The conversations you're having, notice what they are. And then notice the reactions that you don't like in that relationship. So I'm going to give you a real example from my life. I didn't like that my husband would often be very placating in behavior, but stubbornly not do the things I wanted in reality. And of course, my thoughts were, damn, if he just like say what he honestly thinks, and I would really be pissed off, but of course I would be outwardly nice. And I realized that there was this dynamic going on where I was actually really annoyed about him not giving his actual opinion, but he was not wanting to rock the boat because poor thing loves me, sweetheart, that he is. He didn't want to rock the boat, so he wasn't giving his opinion, even on something like, where do you want to go for dinner? Well, where do you want to go? Well, really, do we have to have a 20-minute conversation to get where you want to go? So once I reframed it and said, okay, this is somebody who loves me, who wants me to be happy, who doesn't want me to be annoyed with him, and who is willing to hold back some of his his desires in order to do that. Once I telepathically saw him as a friend, he was then really much more able to openly say, I'd like Italian food tonight. And the dialogue in our lives changed. But I first needed to make the change in the dialogue I was having with him telepathically.
Amazing, 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 amazing.
Okay. Another, this is a harder one, which is often someone says, if you don't do this, you know, if you don't marry me, I'll leave. And the person, you know, there's threatening and threatening and threatening, but the recipient of that verbal message can telepathically know, no, this person's dependent. They are never going anywhere. So the threat doesn't affect them. So in a way, part of the work with telepathy is being decisive in your choices. I mean, it's not as easy as, you know, saying something different. It is about transforming yourself, because you can't lie with telepathy, because you're not doing it from here. We lie from our conscious mind. We don't see from our subconscious. We hide, but we lie from here. So when you're sending a message, it needs to be truthful, because it's from your conscious mind sent through all of your senses, most of which are not conscious, to the other person's subconscious, and then it rises to conscious action. In that dynamic has to be truthful, and it makes you really truthful in yourself. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not easy work, but it's life changing, because no matter whether or not you get the response you want, you have changed to become the person who in the future will get that response, and consistently.
Yeah, makes complete sense. So, Laura, I know you do your corporate work, but I also know you do a lot of work with regular folk on Instagram. So tell us a little bit about what people can do on there, because it really is, it's almost like come to the workshop, but also you can do this for free in the lead up. What do you do on Instagram? Because you're always there and you're always doing interesting stuff.
So every morning, and of course I travel a lot, so morning is different time zones depending where I am. Morning is Eastern time now, but soon it will be UK time, and then it'll be EU time. In the morning, in my pajamas, kind of like today with my hair still in its bobbin, I go on live and we do some intuitive work. We exchange readings, and there's a little brief video in my bio on how to do a reading. It's practiced for my advanced students who are often already intuitives practicing psychics. And it's a way to enter this really important world that we don't tend to see and use for the novice. And I do it almost every day, except if I'm on an airplane. And I love it. And it helps us all also come together as healers. I mean, we do live in a unified energetic universe, and coming together and working for each other, you know, being resonant with each other is so important in keeping our lives on track. And a lot of people who come on say, you know, if I don't have this in my day, I end up fragmenting my energy, because it does unify us and allow us to remember that we're not separate. And of course, you know, you are not your best intuitive and you're not your best healer, because you don't have perspective on yourself. And that includes all the things that may create the problems, whether they're in your body or your life. We're held together by our patterns, but our patterns also hold together what doesn't work. Whereas when we work in a group and people work on us, that then there is effective healing going on. I know for me, when I get together on the Instagram group every morning, it can completely change the future progress of my day, because people weigh in. I can feel them moving the pieces in me and in my life, and things go so much better. I really miss it the days that I am on a plane and I can't do it. So all of that training, I mean, most of my trainings are free to the public. I'm 64 years old and I have done my career. And now it really is about, what do I want to do? And what I want to do is teach. I really love teaching. I love creating people who are aware of their intuition, who are aware of their healing abilities. And I love creating communities because I want to be part of them.
Oh, that's amazing. So your Instagram handle?
Laura Day Intuit. And I also send out a newsletter on lauraday.com. I've written 6 books, all of which are workshops, because when I write a book, I write it so other people can learn it and then teach it. So I've written 6 books on pretty much any topic you might want to know about in this field. And I also answer all of my emails personally. So please, if you're going to email me, make it 2 sentences.
Yes. All right. Brilliant, Laura. Well, look, thank you so much. I am definitely going to see you at the workshop in London, and I'm going to make sure I tell people all about it between now and the end of the month. And thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for all your support. My Instagram people miss you coming on. I hope you'll come on sometime in the future.
I will definitely come on sometime in the future. I'll just start doing my hair again and I'll be there.
Oh, well, I can't do mine.
Or I'll come on in the morning. You look so glamorous first thing. I don't know how you do it. Normally she has on a fabulous silk kimono or something like that as well, just to kind of...
My workout clothes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Laura, thank you so much, everyone. It's Laura Day, lauraday.com. Instagram is Laura Day Intuit, Intuit, and she's amazing. And come and be with us for the workshop in London. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you'd like to stay updated with the moon and moonology and astrology and all the other things we cover, be sure to subscribe to the podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll be notified whenever a new episode is up. Also, it would mean a lot to me and my team if you could leave us a glowing 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice, please. That actually helps more people find us too, which spreads the love and surely also brings you amazing karma for taking a moment to help us out and to help other people find the podcast. Have a great week, and I hope to speak to you next week. Lots of love.
Thank
Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.